Are you on the renewables train? Are your neighbours? Well, Beacon Hill recently commenced a community battery trial, a first in New South Wales. It's all about uniting Australians for a green future and cutting back on your electricity costs. This morning I'm speaking with Rob Amphlett-Lewis, Chief Customer Officer at Ausgrid, to learn a bit more about this. Rob, thanks very much for chatting to me this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Great to be here.
So how does a community battery operate? I mean, I've only heard of people having batteries in a personal, space when they've got things like solar panels, for example.
Yep. Well, Ausgrid, firstly, we run the poles and wires in Sydney, Central Coast and up into the Hunters. So we've got about 1.8 million customers, 4 million Australians sharing a community asset, which is the grid. And the grid is basically based on sharing. It's cheaper if we all get together and deliver this infrastructure solution ourselves as a community, and the same goes for batteries. So a community battery sits within the community and behaves to the customer who signs up exactly the same as if they have their own battery. They consume more of their own solar and they reduce their bill. But the real benefit of the shared community battery is that battery can then provide services to the community, make sure the power quality is good, the frequency is what you need it to be, the voltage all stacks up, all of those sorts of things. So it gives the community benefit. And then also, we all know that as we transition to more intermittent, greener sources of fuel, we need more batteries. So the community battery acting in the grid can allow more renewables, not just in the local community, but across the whole of the energy system, into the grid. So it's cheaper for customers, it's better for the community, and it's greener for the grid. And that's why we're so excited about contributing to the transition to a cleaner, greener future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I wanted to ask, why Beacon Hill? Why is this the location that you guys have decided to implement this community battery?
Well, it is a trial. So we're doing this to just prove that this technology, this idea works. And, really, we were blown away by the positivity from the community in Beacon Hill and the council, who really supported us in sort of getting this approved and rolled out and up and running. So a lot of people with solar there, a lot of interest, and a really supportive local council meant that was the right place for us to start.
And so what are you kind of hoping will come from this? Are we looking at maybe one big battery for all of Sydney or batteries for smaller suburbs?
Well, we think that the solution is lots of small batteries. And if you imagine a really big battery, you can cut that up into 1,000 pieces and put it in around the community. And you actually get much more value out of it. A big battery can firm renewables, but a small battery in the community can provide community services, reduce the amount of investment we need in those communities, reduce the cost of the whole system overall. And at the same time, you add those batteries up, they're providing the same firming service as the big battery. So it's one of those very rare examples where smaller is better.
And you did mention that you're in the trial at the moment. What stage of the trial are you guys in?
So the battery's there. It's been rolled out. It's in situ, and we're just doing the testing. We've communicated and got in touch with the local residents who are going to sign up. And within a couple of weeks, we're going to start seeing that going live. And sooner rather than later, you're going to see those customers who signed up getting credits from Ausgrid that will represent the financial advantage they would have had if this wasn't a trial, if it was fully up and running. In the future, we imagine we'll be renting out a portion of the battery, and so the customers will pay us a rental charge, and then they'll get the benefits and savings from their bill. But at the moment, what we're doing is we're paying them the net amount, so no customer's worse off, no upfront costs, no inconvenience, same experience as having your own battery, but much, much easier and cheaper.
Mm. Yeah, it will be interesting to see how the trial goes, and definitely looking forward to hearing from the Beacon Hill residents of how this is working for them. Hey, Rob, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
That's Rob Amphlett-Lewis there, the Chief Customer Officer at Ausgrid, talking to us about the first community battery trial happening in New South Wales in Beacon Hill. Yeah, if you are a Beacon Hill resident and you are on this train, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to contact the show, breakfast@2scr.com.